Listening part. Now you will listen to two texts. Before listening, you have 1 minute to look through both parts of task one. Task 1. Part 1. Listen to Text 1. How Wolves Change Rivers. Decide which three statements, A through G, are true according to the text. If you choose more than three options, you will get 0 points for this part. Transfer your answers onto the answer sheet. Text 1. How Wolves Change Rivers.
One of the most exciting scientific findings of the past half century has been the discovery of widespread trophic cascades. A trophic cascade is an ecological process which starts at the top of the food chain and tumbles all the way down to the bottom. And the classic example is what happened in the Yellowstone National Park in the United States when wolves were reintroduced in 1995. Now, we all know that wolves kill various species of animals, but perhaps we're slightly less aware that they give life to many others. Before the wolves turned up, they'd been absent for 70 years, that the numbers of deer, because there was nothing to hunt them, had built up and built up in the Yellowstone Park, and despite efforts by humans to control them, they'd managed to reduce much of the vegetation there to almost nothing. They'd just grazed it away. But as soon as the wolves arrived, even though they were few in number, they started to have the most remarkable effects. First, of course, they killed some of the deer, but that wasn't the major thing. Much more significantly, they radically changed the behavior of the deer. The deer started avoiding certain parts of the park, the places where they could be trapped most easily, particularly the valleys and the gorges. And immediately, those places started to regenerate. In some areas, the height of the trees quintupled in just 6 years. Bare valley sides quickly became forests of aspen and willow and cottonwood. And as soon as that happened, the birds started moving in. The number of songbirds and migratory birds started to increase greatly. The number of beavers started to increase because beavers like to eat the trees. And beavers, like wolves, are ecosystem engineers. They create niches for other species. And the dams they built in the rivers provided habitats for otters and muskrats and ducks and fish and reptiles and amphibians. The wolves killed coyotes. And as a result of that, the number of rabbits and mice began to rise, which meant more hawks, more weasels, more foxes, more badgers. Ravens and bald eagles came down to feed on the carrion that the wolves had left. Bears fed on it too, and their population began to rise as well, partly also because there were more berries growing on the regenerating shrubs. And the bears reinforced the impact of the wolves by killing some of the calves of the deer. Here's where it gets really interesting. The wolves changed the behavior of the rivers. They began to meander less. There was less erosion. The channels narrowed. More pools formed. More riffle sections, all of which were great for wildlife habitats. The rivers changed in response to the wolves. And the reason was that the regenerating forests stabilized the banks so that they collapse less often, so that the rivers became more fixed in their course. Similarly, by driving the deer out of some places and the vegetation recovering on the valley sides, there was less soil erosion because the vegetation stabilized that as well. So the wolves, small in number, transform not just the ecosystem of the Yellowstone National Park, this huge area of land, but also its physical geography.
Part 2. Listen to Text 2, the Victoria and Albert Museum, or V&A for short. Decide which three statements, A through G, are true according to the text. If you choose more than three options, you will get 0 points for this part. Transfer your answers onto the answer sheet. Text 2, the Victoria and Albert Museum.
The Victoria and Albert Museum is the world's greatest museum of art and design. It is free to all, and each year millions of people walk through its doors to see its extraordinary collection, to visit its world-class exhibitions, to attend myriad events, and to simply experience the rich atmosphere of the building. The museum was established in 1852 with the founding principle to make works of art available to all, to educate and to inspire British designers and manufacturers. In 1857, it moved to its present site and became the South Kensington Museum. In an effort to make it easier for working people to visit, the V&A was the first museum to introduce gas lighting throughout its galleries, and the first to house refreshment rooms. In 1899, Queen Victoria laid the foundation stone of a new wing, and the museum was renamed to mark the early commitment and support that Prince Albert had given it. The Victoria and Albert Museum was born. Today, the V&A cares for around 2.7 million treasures spanning 5,000 years. The collections are unrivaled in their richness and diversity and include fashion, architecture, photography, jewellery, theatre and performance, textiles, ceramics, glass, furniture, painting, metalwork, sculpture, product design, and digital design. The museum continues to collect the contemporary and historic, acquiring thousands of objects each year. Almost every country in the world is represented within the V&A's collection, including some of the finest collections from China, India, and the Middle East. The V&A has produced some of the most popular and critically acclaimed temporary exhibitions of recent time, including Hollywood Costume, David Bowie Ears, and Alexander McQueen, Savage Beauty. Many of the V&A's exhibitions tour to venues around the world. Some of Britain's most successful designers have used the V&A and its collection as a source of inspiration. The museum was the first to establish a dedicated research department, helping to develop and deepen its understanding of its collection and to offer new ways to present it. The museum's National Art Library houses more than 950,000 books dedicated to the study of fine and decorative arts. Away from the main South Kensington site, the V&A houses its collection at the Museum of Childhood in East London. Today, the V&A continues in its mission to enrich people's lives by promoting enjoyment of the designed world and to inspire creativity.
Task 2. Listen to both texts again. Complete the sentences below. Write no more than one word. Sentences 3 and 4 are related to text 1. Sentences 5 and 6 are related to text 2. Transfer your answers onto the answer sheet.
One of the most exciting scientific findings of the past half century has been the discovery of widespread trophic cascades. A trophic cascade is an ecological process which starts at the top of the food chain and tumbles all the way down to the bottom. And the classic example is what happened in the Yellowstone National Park in the United States when wolves were reintroduced in 1995. Now, we all know that wolves kill various species of animals, but perhaps we're slightly less aware that they give life to many others. Before the wolves turned up, they'd been absent for 70 years, that the numbers of deer, because there was nothing to hunt them, had built up and built up in the Yellowstone Park, and despite efforts by humans to control them, they'd managed to reduce much of the vegetation there to almost nothing. They'd just grazed it away. But as soon as the wolves arrived, even though they were few in number, they started to have the most remarkable effects. First, of course, they killed some of the deer, but that wasn't the major thing. Much more significantly, they radically changed the behavior of the deer. The deer started avoiding certain parts of the park, the places where they could be trapped most easily, particularly the valleys and the gorges. And immediately, those places started to regenerate. In some areas, the height of the trees quintupled in just 6 years. Bare valley sides quickly became forests of aspen and willow and cottonwood. And as soon as that happened, the birds started moving in. The number of songbirds and migratory birds started to increase greatly. The number of beavers started to increase because beavers like to eat the trees. And beavers, like wolves, are ecosystem engineers. They create niches for other species. And the dams they built in the rivers provided habitats for otters and muskrats and ducks and fish and reptiles and amphibians. The wolves killed coyotes. And as a result of that, the number of rabbits and mice began to rise, which meant more hawks, more weasels, more foxes, more badgers. Ravens and bald eagles came down to feed on the carrion that the wolves had left. Bears fed on it too, and their population began to rise as well, partly also because there were more berries growing on the regenerating shrubs. And the bears reinforced the impact of the wolves by killing some of the calves of the deer. Here's where it gets really interesting. The wolves changed the behavior of the rivers. They began to meander less. There was less erosion. The channels narrowed. More pools formed. More riffle sections, all of which were great for wildlife habitats. The rivers changed in response to the wolves. And the reason was that the regenerating forests stabilized the banks so that they collapse less often, so that the rivers became more fixed in their course. Similarly, by driving the deer out of some places and the vegetation recovering on the valley sides, there was less soil erosion because the vegetation stabilized that as well. So the wolves, small in number, transformed not just the ecosystem of the Yellowstone National Park, this huge area of land, but also its physical geography.
The Victoria and Albert Museum is the world's greatest museum of art and design. It is free to all, and each year millions of people walk through its doors to see its extraordinary collection, to visit its world-class exhibitions, to attend myriad events, and to simply experience the rich atmosphere of the building. The museum was established in 1852 the founding principle to make works of art available to all, to educate, and to inspire British designers and manufacturers. In 1857, it moved to its present site and became the South Kensington Museum. In an effort to make it easier for working people to visit, the V&A was the first museum to introduce gas lighting throughout its galleries and the first to house refreshment rooms. In 1899, Queen Victoria laid the foundation stone of a new wing, and the museum was renamed to mark the early commitment and support that Prince Albert had given it. The Victoria and Albert Museum was born. Today, the V&A cares for around 2.7 million treasures spanning 5,000 years. The collections are unrivaled in their richness and diversity and include fashion, architecture, photography, jewellery, theatre and performance, textiles, ceramics, glass, furniture, painting, metalwork, sculpture, product design, and digital design. The museum continues to collect the contemporary and historic, acquiring thousands of objects each year. Almost every country in the world is represented within the V&A's collection, including some of the finest collections from China, India, and the Middle East. The V&A has produced some of the most popular and critically acclaimed temporary exhibitions of recent time, including Hollywood Costume, David Bowie Ears, and Alexander McQueen, Savage Beauty. Many of the V&A's exhibitions tour to venues around the world. Some of Britain's most successful designers have used the V&A and its collection as a source of inspiration. The museum was the first to establish a dedicated research department, helping to develop and deepen its understanding of its collection and to offer new ways to present it. The museum's National Art Library houses more than 950,000 books dedicated to the study of fine and decorative arts. Away from the main South Kensington site, the V&A houses its collection at the Museum of Childhood in East London. Today, the V&A continues in its mission to enrich people's lives by promoting enjoyment of the designed world and to inspire creativity.
This is the end of the listening part. Now you are ready to go on with the other parts of the test.